Okay. Hey, this is Adam of the Dollar Bin, and I am here with Terrence and Joel. Terrence and Joel are here in the studio with me. Believe what you will.
3,000 miles just to be in the studio.
That was one hell of a plane ticket.
But you know what? That's the commitment I have to the Dollar Bin.
No.
We need more like that.
That's what I was going to say. We need more. Well, I was going to say we need more Joels, but you know, we need more committed people. Let's say that. Well, I don't want to say that either.
One Joel is enough. One Joel is enough.
The first thing that I want to do on this show before I forget, I wrote a whole bunch of stuff down because I usually tend to forget these things, is like, I guess a couple months ago, a few weeks ago, we did that whole Chrissy Zullo Cinderella video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And in that, I said that, you know, I was going to do a random drawing and whoever won would get that Chrissy Zullo cover, sketch cover. And I never announced the winner, and that was a long time ago, so I feel terrible about that. We did record a show where the winner was announced, but it sucked, so never going to see the light of day. I want to go ahead now and announce the winner to that, and if you actually do listen to the show, then you will know you won, and if you don't listen to the show, then I'm keeping it. I don't. That sounds fair, right?
Yep, so I guess Devin loses.
Sorry, Trey.
But yeah, the winner of that is Jonathan T. He is the winning commenter by random draw.
Congratulations.
Now, Jonathan, why aren't you commenting on the forums?
Yeah, that, you know, why isn't anybody? You know, I guess there's people, and God, I love the forums, and I have fun, and I don't want it to get to be a crazy madhouse like some of these forums out there. But, you know, we're a tight-knit group of guys that all got to kind of know each other. But you're welcome to join. All you got to do is jump in. Just jump in. Yeah, so Jonathan, I think you're a customer at Richards. So go ahead and comment. Let me know you're listening to the show. And I'll hand that over to Richard to hopefully not sell to you. I'll be sure that you get it for free. Gotta be careful with that guy. So, yes, that's going to be at Richard's as soon as I find it, because it has been misplaced, by the way. But it's here somewhere, and I will give it to Richard to give to you. That's why I want to cover that. I wanted to mention that HeroesCon 09, we did, Chris was in charge of the walkthrough video, and he's just recently given me the tapes of that, so I will put that together and get the HeroesCon 09 walkthrough video up, hopefully, before HeroesCon 2010. That's right, 2010. I have a request, and that is I want to do some more rapping with Richards. Now, we do have a couple ideas in the can, but I'd like to know what people out there want to hear more from with the rapping with Richards. So maybe we can get a topic together that everybody's curious about, and do that one next. So let us know, comment on this, let us know what topics for rapping with Richard you want to hear next, and we'll put that together.
I want to know what Richard thinks about Sean infringing upon his the word rap.
That's you know, it's funny, I gotta take partial credit for that. Sean, when she was coming up with her ideas for, she actually writes the blog for Heroes Online's website, heroesonline.com, under the blogs, and I repost them, and I asked her, I was like, you know, hey, I really like these, and I think our listeners would enjoy these, can I repost these, I guess syndicate them, I don't know, on our blog, since you're a contributor to both sites? And she said, yeah, that's fine. She doesn't do it, I have to go copy and paste it, but whatever, you know? But she was trying to come up with a name for her blog on Heroes' website, and I don't even think it was just the new releases. It's, she actually wanted to do a blog in general, and she was trying to come up with a name for it, and one of the things that she had said was, like, Reynolds Rap or something like that. And I was like, well, you can't do that, because we have Rapping with Richard, so we're already kind of using Rapping, so you can't do that. And she was like, well, fine, and then she went ahead and did her new releases thing. And when I started syndicating it, I went ahead and just went ahead and called it the Reynolds Rap.
Which is funny. I'm not sure if that says anything about the fact that she's totally not going to take your last name.
Oh, no, no, she is. She is. And good luck to her with that.
How long is it going to take her to learn to spell it?
Oh, she already has that down. She has that down. But I am glad you brought up those Reynolds raps, because they're on the site and they're pretty entertaining.
They're damn good.
And that's why I'm stealing them from Heroes' blog. There are a lot of other people comment and write things for Heroes' blog too. So don't take for granted that you can just come to our site and get everything awesome. I mean, there's some really cool stuff on Heroes' blog too. Check those out, reviews and stuff like that from other people besides Sean. But speaking of Heroes, the Charlotte Minicon has finally had a date announcement.
Yeah.
And it is, the 23rd or something like that? Let me check our website. Yes.
It is the 23rd. That's 3 days after T's birthday. So
3 days after T's birthday. So come to the Charlotte Minicon and buy something for Terrence for his birthday.
Thank you. In advance. It's always a fun time. I mean, like, that, for it to be just a 1 day show, it's like, you know, it's up there, man. It's up there with Greenville. It's going to be great. There are going to be a lot of people there too.
You know, as much as I love the Greenville Comic Con, and I know we're kind of leaving Joel out on these because he's on the left coast over there.
We're going local.
But as much as I love the Greenville Comic Con, I got the Charlotte Minicon just does it right. You know, they do it perfect. And Greenville Comic Con's a great show. It's fun, but man, just remembering the last few Charlotte Minicons I've been to and how awesome they are. And then looking at the freaking guest lineup for this year's.
Over the top.
Dude, seriously, Francesco Francavilla is going to be there.
Yeah.
And I love that guy to death, man. I was about to say,
we're going to need a crowbar to separate y'all.
I love him to death, man. He's the most fun person to talk to. He's so pleasant. And he's an amazing artist. And actually, he's going to be one of the people I'm going to want to cover in an upcoming Dollar Bin show. I want to do a show on... artist that I'm just not seeing enough of out there in comics, and he's one of them for sure.
Absolutely.
And
who else is going to be at the Minicon?
Well, I'll tell you, Joel.
I would love to know.
Other two, a lot of locals. Francesco, I think he's the only one traveling. It looks like he's actually comes out of the Atlanta area. Al Bigley, Sonic the Hedgehog artist, local guy. He'll be there. Chris Brunner, another guy I'd like to see some more of out in the world. And actually do see a lot of, if you hang out at Heroes, aren't hard to find, or randomly travel around Charlotte, along with, roommate Jason Latour, who's, again, another guy that I want to see some more of out there.
I'm totally trying to lock those two into, like, a jam commission, too.
I don't know
if you saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, I did. You know, J. Chris Campbell's going to be there, who's local Greenville, and Wide Awake Press, obviously you've... If you listen to the show, you've heard us mention him or even heard him yourselves. And on top of that, I talked to Dwayne Ballinger today, and he said he will definitely be there as well.
Nice.
Oh, my God, and that's going to be...
It's another, again, just if you listen to the show, I mean, these guys, J. Chris and Dwayne, they're local guys. They're mini comic guys. They have some cool ad house stuff and some stuff out there like that. But if you're not really from this area, it's a lot harder to catch those guys. And... man, their stuff's just really good, and wideawakepress.com. I mean, you can go there.
They're always great on the show too.
Yeah.
This will be like the basically the a recap of last year's show. Honestly, we've got.
I mean,
like,
it kind of is.
Bruner, Latour, and people that we interviewed in the show.
Yeah, Bud Root, Andy Smith, as well. Those guys are always there. You know, the only difference is why we have Francesco instead of.
Dan Skyver?
No. Well, no. That's not who I was going to say. I was going to say Georges Genty.
Is Andy Runton going to be there?
No, Andy's an Atlanta guy.
Is he?
Yeah, he doesn't tend to travel up for this one. God, I would love that he would be. Hopefully, I'll see him at Fluke. Fluke is also coming up in April, I believe, April 20th or something around there.
Because somebody needs to get me an Andy Runton sketch. I've been trying for 2 years to get one of you to get me an Andy Runton sketch. I know, we'll get it for you this time.
All right, I guarantee you, Joel. See, this is what happens when you're a friend of the site and you contribute. I guarantee you I will get you an Andy Runton sketch next time I see Andy.
You know, I just want, I want Allie and Wormy, I just want them playing charades. Nothing fancy, nothing. I just would like to see them playing charades. I think it'd be awesome.
I'm totally trying to think of an alias that nobody's done yet, and I'm not sure yet.
Speaking of alias, is that kind of sends me in a direction that a little thing I want to talk about since I had you guys. I have two collectors, two original art collectors on this show right now, and that's kind of something I wanted to focus on since I had you guys. And then also, since Terrence is an artist, I have a few questions in that respect as well. Sweet. And basically, what this leads up to is, while I was thinking of writing down things I wanted to talk about today, one of them was I decided recently that I want some Scotty Young original artwork. And so I decided to go online and look for some Scotty Young original artwork, see what was out there. So I found Scotty Young's. Are you guys familiar with Scotty Young?
Yeah, he's got his art dealer.
Yeah. So yeah, he's got he's done like quite a few covers. He's doing the Wizard of Oz stuff, and he's doing the covers for Wolverine First Class, and he's done some new X-Men and some stuff like that, right?
And he did my favorite cover, which was the Amazing Spider-Man 611 Deadpool on the cover.
Did you vote that one?
No, I did a nomination that was basically purely for me.
Oh, that's right. You did, didn't you? Yeah.
Yes, because it was that was definitely my favorite cover of the year.
Yeah, like I was thinking, it's like I nominated. So like I was thinking, okay, and so I went to Scotty Young's page, and again, nominations for the Dollar Bin Awards will be closing probably shortly after you hear this show. So get on there and nominate. So anyway, I was looking at his page, and he's got a lot of stuff on his site for sale. I was flipping through, and I saw the cover for Wolverine First Class number 18, the one that has like all of the Madrox, the multiple men on there.
Yes, that's a great cover.
And I thought that was a cool cover, and then I was like, well, shit, man, I nominated a Scotty Young cover for Cover of the Year, and that's that Wolverine and Kitty Pryde on like the rocket ship.
Right.
So I was like, well, yeah. I wonder if that's for sale. That would be crazy. I wonder if that's for sale. And I click next page, and there it is. There's the cover for sale, pencils. And I want it. So I look at it, and it is $1,400.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah.
I was about to say, that's actually not too bad for a cover.
That's a good price.
Agree.
Yeah, that's really good.
I've seen, I guess a lot of covers I see tend to average around 25 to 3 for covers. This is Pencils and Inks. It's Scotty Young, issue 19 cover. It's 11 by 17, and everything he does is 11 by 17.
Yeah, it's average comic book page size.
So here's the thing I want to know, guys.
All right.
I want to know how artists decide what a piece is worth. I mean, interiors on Scotty's page are about 300 on average.
Right.
And a cover is 1400. Now they're the same size. Now,
I'll let you start, Joel.
Okay. Well, I mean, essentially when you're trying to collect, there's a hierarchy in what you buy. The covers are the grade A. That's the first tier. That's what you want. Then the second tier down would be like the splash page, first page, or like a two-page splash, anything like that. And then you go down to any action pages, and then so on and so forth going on down. So the more action it has, the more full figures, the more they're going to charge for it.
Yes, and generally, even in my searching, like stuff that I've looked at that I've been thinking about getting, because the economy is in the shitter, you almost start going for pages where the character you like is just kind of prominently displayed, not necessarily even full figure.
And then I guess from what I've seen is the pages that don't have one of the main characters from the book seem to be the cheapest.
Yeah. A Talking Heads page is going to be cheaper. A page that's like, you know, a secondary character, maybe even like just a filler character. You know, I've seen those go as cheap as like $30. Cause I mean, they know what's going to sell. You know, if Wolverine is in the book and you've got a splash page with Wolverine, it's going to cost more than a page with Joe Schmuckatelli that he's going to kill a little bit later on. You know, that page is just a filler page, and they're trying to, you know, they'll get rid of that at bargain basement prices.
Well, and you've also got, too, who the artist is, how old the page is, and to a certain extent, the condition of the page. I mean, I've seen some pages I would have loved to have had, but they've been folded in half. They're missing corners. There's tears. There's fading.
They're so, ugh. Like, the older art, like, you know, especially if you're looking at, like, 70s, 80s, before, you know, they just really treated art like shit back in the day. You know, they could sit in a closet at DC or Marvel for months on end, not being taken care of at all. Yellowed page, you know, tons of whiteout, stuff like that. You know, if you're looking at more current pages where they're digitally lettered, digitally inked sometimes, those are usually in better shape. And they've come light years in actually respecting the art nowadays.
Yeah, but see, I don't collect too many of the new pages these days myself. It just, to me, loses. I mean, I've got a few, some nice action pages, but like I have the cover to Quasar number 53. It's got the little text box in the upper left-hand corner with a little picture of Quasar. It's got the title. You know, you can see it's been pasted on there. It's right. Got the little direct. And I've got a couple pages where you can see the words. To me, you buy the cover without the Quasar and everything else. It's not a cover. Right. To me, it loses something on that. I want to see it just as I saw it on, you know, on the shelf. I want to see that blown up, not missing the title, not missing the little copyright symbol down at the bottom. You know, when I get a page, I want to see people talking. I want to read the words. I don't want to just see the pictures. It loses something. So I don't really buy much of the current stuff.
And that, you know, that makes plenty of sense, but it also shows where, I guess, you know, comics have gone since then. You know, like you said, back in the day, you used to have to basically what you got as far as art goes is what it looked like on the page. If it was lettered, it was hand lettered. If it had the copy, the Incendia and everything on it, it had it on there. I mean, that's just how they did it back in the day. It was a lot more, I guess, laborious process without, you know, the advent of the computer.
Okay, so I'm looking at different. I've started to like flipping around, looking at different pages and stuff. And I went to splashpageart.com,
right,
where a lot of people sell their stuff
Right, that's a really big site.
And yeah. So I was like, well, let me pick somebody who's pretty popular in his work. So I went with I just went with Charlie Allard, who does Walking Dead.
Right.
Okay, so I'm looking at Walking Dead. And a lot of these pages are looking around, let's say on average about 150 for a page of Walking Dead. Right. So, mm-hmm. You know, God, I want Scotty Young art, but a Scotty Young page is looking at about 300, and a Charlie Allard page of Walking Dead is like 150. So,
right. Well, I'll tell you what ties into that too, though, is production. Charlie Allard does that book every month,
yeah,
from cover to cover. Scotty Young, you know, he's been doing the Wizard of Oz stuff recently, but before then he wasn't a monthly guy. You know, the art is more scarce as far as Scotty goes. And if you start looking at really like esoteric things like issue number,
yeah,
Walking Dead's at what are they at now, like 70s, 80s? I haven't been reading.
Yeah, the issues I'm looking at here are like 23 24.
Right.
There's not a single page from 24 available.
And if you don't see any of the huge moments in that book, it's because it's not superhero. Also, it's just people in a zombie situation.
Yeah.
You're not going to see a lot of, how can I say it? The art from book to book kind of doesn't change as much, you know, whereas you might I hate to use Wolverine as this, you know, another example again, but you know, he might have the X-Men in his book 1 week and, you know, Dr. Doom or Elektra another week. And so that's kind of where it stands.
Yeah. Okay.
Well now, Adam, you're also making the mistake of what the price on the website is what he's going to accept.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'll give you an example. Now, I get a lot of sketches by people. I don't really collect too much of those. The original art pages. But now we're recording this in, I think, the first week of January. Now, and having talked to a lot of artists, they're willing to cut deals this time of year. Because a lot of them are... exact con season is out. There's not a lot, but there's also taxes coming due in about 3 months, and a lot of them are self-employed. So they're willing to cut a deal, get some hard cash in fast in order to pay off their taxes. That's most likely coming up in 2 to 3 months. And, you know, I know, for example, if you look on there, you'll see a sketch that I had done of Courtney Crumrin. I don't know if anybody reads that other than me and my wife. But anyway, it's by Ted Nyfe. Excellent series. I think Adam would like it. It's generally all ages. But, you know, normally for a sketch, he charges $110, $120. Now, last year around 15th of December, I contacted him. He goes, yeah, I just need some cash. I'll do it for $75. He was willing to, and I didn't even have to negotiate with the guy, knock $35 off just to get cash in to pay his taxes.
Yeah.
Another thing that you got to look at is where you get the art.
Yeah.
Generally, if you're dealing with an art dealer, those numbers are pretty hard and fast, especially if you're ordering off a website. You know, you're going to also deal with shipping and handling and stuff like that, which can get pretty damn pricey as far as original art goes. You know, if you catch somebody at a con, chances are good you'll be able to chat it up and negotiate a lot more than if you're dealing directly through an art dealer.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of at cons, usually you'll see a stack of art sitting in front of the artist that with prices on it that they're just selling on their own.
Right.
A lot of artists, like Ben Temple Smith, only goes through a dealer with his original art.
Yeah, he brings his dealer to the shows too. So.
Oh, does he?
But there are a lot of artists I was really surprised to find who do their own stuff. You know, you want a Brent Anderson page, you can go directly to Brent Anderson's website and call the guy and buy it directly off of him.
Yeah.
No middle guy.
And I've seen, like, I haven't really checked this that much, but like Sarah Wilkinson, for instance, who does sketch cards, she's been just throwing stuff up on eBay herself. And I know Ben Temple Smith actually recently, and this is another thing I actually had written down, Ben Temple Smith has recently thrown a few sketch pages up on eBay as well himself. I guess they're not original pages, but they're sketch pages. Right. So I guess he does it differently for depending on what it is.
Well, see, eBay has really changed how, even when you get a sketch. Now, like I said, I've been doing this for, you know, on and off about 15 years. I just now got some money that allows me to play around with it. But, you know, when I was getting sketches originally 5, 6, 7 years ago, they'd sketch it and give it to you, not a problem. Well, you know, you get these assholes that turn around and immediately sell it on eBay for twice as much. But I couldn't tell you the last sketch I got in the past couple of years where they didn't personalize it to Joel, which makes it almost impossible for you. Nobody's, you know, Adam, you're not going to buy something that says to Joel on it. I don't care how good the sketch is.
Absolutely not.
So they're intentionally trying to sabotage the eBay market.
Yeah. Now, another thing I did see on with Ben Temple Smith on eBay is the reason I even went and looked is because he had tweeted, somebody just recently put Ben's first cover he ever did is up on eBay now. And Ben had actually, he had commented that the starting price was too high on it and it's never going to sell. I'm going to watch it and see what it ends up going for and see if it does sell. I'm kind of curious. I didn't think it was that high, especially for a cover. And right. I mean, granted, it's his first work, so he's gotten way better since then. But I mean, it's still an original first ever Ben Temple Smith cover. I mean, is that not going to sell?
I mean, it will sell. To who is, I think, the question, because something like that, I wouldn't even go to eBay for. There's, you know, the secondary market is a place that's pretty much dominated by places like comic art, things like that. You know, you'd be generally trying to work out a deal like that with the owner instead of going to the eBays to get it. But I mean, if they're marketing it as, you know, if they have the auction up as this is Ben Temple Smith's first ever cover, then I mean, you're probably gonna catch a pretty decent price for it. Because it's kind of,
what's it on eBay for right now?
It's got zero bids on it. It's $499.99 with $12 shipping.
That doesn't sound that unreasonable.
Nah,
it is of his first published cover. It's 11 3/4 by 8 1/4. So it's not
Wow, it's not even official size.
Yeah.
See, I'm a little suspicious about that. I've never seen a cover that small.
And it's Hellspawn number 10. Now, like I said, Ben did comment on it himself. So he did say that he himself did say that this was his first ever published cover. So
I just think that I don't like going to eBay for art, really, because the potential to get ripped off is very high.
Yeah.
To me, it's really kind of a crapshoot as far as original art goes. I would, and in this case, this is a case where I would much rather deal with an art dealer, as tough as they can be to deal with. But I guess I just, putting that kind of money out on eBay is just not my style.
No, I've set myself a limit on eBay of $50 to get ripped off on, as far yep. as. But, you know, there's a lot of good art to be had for under 50 bucks. I got a great Will Conrad Scarlet Witch 11x17 for $5.
See, I mean, that's awesome.
But no, I mean, the only reason I got that was because it ended at 2 in the morning and I was just dumb enough to sit there and watch it.
I got my Sarah Wilkinson Princess Leia for, I think, about 30. And it's not huge at all. I don't know what the dimensions are exactly. It's probably like, you know, 4x6 or something like that, or 5x7. I don't know, something like that size. And it was $30.
And you'll see that, you know, stuff like painted covers will of course cost more, just because it's a different medium. If it's, you know, pencils and inks are kind of, depending on the artist involved, there's kind of a, like you said, a range across the board, but painted stuff will just, you know, can get astronomical.
Yeah.
Actually, I was going to tell you, if you look down at the bottom of the forums, if you go there, you'll see Sketch Maven. That's actually a really good website if you haven't looked at it. There's a lot of pieces directly from collectors selling to other collectors for reasonable prices on there. I was really surprised.
Yeah, right. Sketch Maven is actually a very good site for the comic art collecting community. And like I said, between that and comic art fans, that's probably where the market is cornered.
I was trying to find it. It's gone now, but that Ben Temple Smith G.I. Joe issue, I think, 0 variant cover, that is awesome, and I wanted the original. I think that was like 12 or 14 itself too. The funny thing about Temple Smith is, you know, he draws things and he paints some, but he photoshops shops the shit out of stuff, you know?
Yeah, he does.
So his original work is very different than the finished product sometimes.
The only thing that, like, here's my thing, and Joel, you feel free to chime in on this.
Sure.
At this point, as far as original art goes, if it's a page that really, really strikes me, I'll look into getting it. But for the money, I would almost rather get a commission, which is, you know, an original piece done. Because, you know, there's something to be said about owning a piece that was on the shelves. You know, there's something to be said about that. You know, owning, you know, the page where Batman dies in Final Crisis or something like that. But there's also something to be said about having a personalized piece. And that's why I go for commission. Original.
Well, I mean, it really comes down to what you collect. You know, collect what you like. I mean, there's a few pages I'd like to get here and there, but really I really go more for the artist than I do the actual pages. I mean, the one I would like to have, I would love to get an Alan Davis page or a sketch of Captain Britain. That would be, I get that, that's it. I quit collecting. I'm done.
Wow.
You know, but because Alan Davis doesn't do sketches. You go to his website. He does not take commissions. He does not really do much sketches. And the only ones he does are for friends or in exchange for other things. So it's not like you can go to his website, beg and plead for the guy to do something, because he won't do it.
Yeah. And so you know what? I'm kind of on the same page with you. There are probably five artists. If I had the money, I would get commissions from them and I would probably be out.
I think you're about right. But most of the artists I'm looking for are either dead or...
right,
you know,
right.
You know, try to get a Ditko commission. The guy won't even talk to anybody.
No. That guy doesn't talk to anybody. So, I mean, much less anybody trying to wave money at him, you know?
Like, yeah, I mean, but you know he cuts up his own stuff, right?
Right, right. He sells panels and stuff, right?
Well, no. He uses it as a backing board. I've read a lot of stories of people coming in. No, seriously, he'll take it and he'll just use it, and he just cuts his own art up. He sees no value in it.
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
That's just brutal.
It just adds to the guy's legend.
Yeah, but at some point you go from crazy cool guy to just, you know.
Yeah,
what, scary,
insane.
Exactly.
Yeah, that. I mean, you just think about how many people a Ditko page would just bring tears of joy to.
Yep.
And just happiness in their life. and he just doesn't care about it at all.
And he's using them for scrap paper.
Well, I know. I was listening to an interview with some guy. He says he knows for a fact that Ditko was offered six figures to reproduce the cover to, I think, Amazing Fantasy 15. Six wow. figures. And he said, no, don't want to do it. I mean, that's how you got to admire the guy standing on principle, but Jesus.
Yeah, but I mean, geez. You know, to guys like you and me, you know, seeing him cut up pages from that book to use as a fucking grocery list. that makes my heart skip a beat. Like, I just can't think about that like that.
But Al Terrence, what is the one artist, if you could get something by, you know, I'm not talking about it like an original art page, sketch or whatever, what would be the one artist? You got one piece you can get, what would it be?
You know, I'm really there. Like I said, there are probably two or three people at the top of my list, but I think the pinnacle of anything for me would be Arthur Adams. Like, nice. He's, you know, the guy is so incredibly detailed. His, you know, his work is so meticulous that I just feel like, you know, anything you get from him, it could be like fucking the old Ma Hunkle Red Tornado. He would make it look cool. You know, fat bitch with a pot over her head, and
I can respect that.
But you know, but I'll be honest, I skew towards modern stuff. As far as classic, you know, classic artists. I mean, maybe some Simonson Thor, any, you know, Frank Miller Daredevil stuff. You know, everybody's gonna say a Jack Kirby page. I would prefer something from the New Gods, but you know, that's me. But you know. In the realm of the realistic, I think if I had the $1,000 to plop down for an Art Adams sketch, I could probably walk away from collecting.
It's a
house payment.
I just want my Brian Stelfreeze.
You know, but I mean, the chances of getting a Stelfreeze are, I would say,
for
are much
you,
higher.
For you? You already have your Brian Stelfreeze, Terrence.
You know what, though? I have two. I have three Stelfreezes, but, I mean, they were all free. You know, I just stood in line from it.
So suck on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, to get a watercolor painting from him, basically going to have to sell a kidney on the black market. Like, you can't, you know, you can't be, how can I say this? It's tough to be frivolous in this collecting thing, you know, because you look at it and it's what it boils down to is that it's a drawing on a piece of paper. You start thinking about the other stuff that you could buy with that money. At least I am right now with 9 month old running around.
Well, I mean, what you get also is going to depend largely on are you doing it as a collector or an investor?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, if you're looking to turn that page in 10 years. Of course, you're going to skew more towards the John Buscema Avengers or,
right.
You know, the Al Milgrom pages from the 1970s. But if you're just looking to collect what you love, you're going to go get the sketches probably most every time.
Because exactly.
You're going to get what you want from the artist you want and the way you want. And they're willing to work with you on it.
Exactly. And, you know, the bulk of my you know, collection is fucking Mr. Terrific and Animal Man. Like, come on. I'm not even going to kid myself into thinking that that's the kind of thing that I could just sell, you know, that somebody's going to jump up and pay big bucks for. But, you know, I got that because it's generally people that would never draw those characters, you know? So
see, when I get a sketch, unless I've got something specific, like, you know, I did get a Joe Rubenstein piece of the Hobgoblin worth every penny. But, you know, I just want to commend you on that
because that is an incredible piece, too.
The guy, I tell you what, he started over. I mean, he did it, and he showed me a picture. He spilled something on it, so he junked the original and started over again. It was worth every penny and every bit of the 9 months it took him to do it. But I had a point. Oh, yeah. But, you know,
all right, but, go before you lose it.
Yeah, no, I mean, unless it's something like that, where it's just absolutely I have to get something like Brent Anderson on Astro City. Generally, when I get a sketch, I ask the artist, you know, what is it you'd like to sketch? What is it you've never seen? And usually it's they don't get asked that question. So if you look, you'll see that I got a an awesome piece of Iron Man versus Werewolves
by
Andy McDonald. Now, you know, originally I asked him, you know, I want Iron Man versus Doctor Doom. He draws a very, if you've never read NYC Mech, it's an awesome book.
He does incredible work on machinery and mech style.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's what I really wanted. And he goes, well, okay, I can do that, but I got this awesome idea. And I'm like, okay, tell me. I've never seen Iron Man versus Werewolves. Motherfucker, that's what I want. Draw that now. And if you go look at it, he's got a herd of werewolves with hair everywhere. I mean, the guy
you know
went
what? What's funny is generally they would charge you by character, you know?
Yeah.
That's you've got what? There's like three or four or five werewolves on that.
How much do you think that cost me, Terrence?
Let's see. The fact that going rates on most con style sketches are in the 150 range, I would say you probably paid 150 to 2 for it.
75.
And fuck you. How about that?
Well, you know, he was going to charge more until I agreed to what it is that he wanted. He's like, I want to draw this. I'm like, and I want you to draw it. And I want you to draw this. So we have something in common. But, you know, it's where you get it done. I'll give you another example. Brent Anderson, he, you know, I got a sketch done at Comic-Con. I went to San Diego about 3 years ago, $45 for my Jack in the Box sketch. I talked to him recently. He charges $400 for the same stuff. But it's worth it. I mean, the guy puts in a lot of time.
Definitely.
But you know, because he's got to work it into his busy schedule, his time. You know, he doesn't have time set aside like he did it at Comic-Con.
No, yeah.
But yeah, I would say, like I said, that's my thing. Go up to the artist. What is it you want to draw? And most of the time, they'll put in more detail, more time, more effort than if you just walk to them and go, yeah, I want to see Mary Jane washing clothes.
So, Joel, here's a question for you as a fellow collector. What do you think about – okay, I'm going to say this. All right. Like I said before, the economy has not been so kind to us, and that's speaking nicely. But – the prices of con sketches and original art seems to be going up.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that?
Man, you know what? It's the same thing. It's kind of like a spiral. Less people buy their art, so they jack the price up to make up for, you know, less people buying the art, and it just keeps spiraling upward. The problem is that the artist can only go so fast. You know, you go to a con, and literally, you know, again, I'm going to go to Brent Anderson. I know the guy can only do 7 or 8 a day. It takes him about an hour to do a good sketch. So if, you know, if that's not getting filled in, if he's only getting 5 or 6, which I can't imagine, but, you know, he's going to have to charge more to make up for that time that he's sitting there because he paid a buttload of money for that booth space to do that.
Exactly.
But now there are deals to be had. And I'll be honest, it's the same thing Adam was saying earlier. Go to the smaller cons. You know, go to the smaller cons and you know, where they're not charging $2,000 for a booth space. You know, they're charging $40 for the table. You know, out here at the Bakersfield con that we just had a couple months ago, Sergio Aragonés was out there doing sketches for $60.
Holy shit.
Of Gru. Yeah, I mean, the guy lives like 2 hours away from here, so for him, what's that big a deal? You know, you try to contact him to get something done with Gru, you know, how much does that cost? Now, I just, you know, ran out of money before I got around to his table. Otherwise, I would have gotten it. But $60 for a Gru sketch. I mean, that's
not bad. I mean, that's actually that's a steal. I mean, that's
it is. But you know, it was at the Bakersfield Con, the second year for it, and it was it was in the DoubleTree Hotel out here in two rooms.
You know, okay.
Nobody's
okay.
Go, no, you know, nobody's going to go to that. But if you went, you could get that. They had Chris Moreno, who did Sidekicks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that guy's work.
Oh, yeah. No, he was out there doing sketches for 35, full body sketches for 35. Derek Friedhoffs, who I did an interview with on the website, check it out. You know, he was doing full body sketches for 35. I mean, just insanely cheap stuff. I mean, it's good work, quality work, but you know, they're not going to charge, you know, $70-$80. Like if you were going to San Diego, go to the smaller cons, you can still find a lot of good deals. But, and no, and I think too, there's some of these artists get a little self-important. I mean, I'll be honest, you know, Adam Hughes can draw a woman.
Yes.
But I'll be damned if I'm going to put my name in a lottery to get drawn, and then I got to submit my idea to the fucker just to go, you know, yeah, I know you won, but I don't really want to draw that.
Terrence will do it.
Oh, and if I do, you're going to have the privilege of paying me $300. No, I'm not.
It is four now.
Oh, is it four now? Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go get 9 much better sketches. Not that I don't like the guy's work, but I mean, let's be honest, you know, I understand that people, you know, want to see good titties and ass, and the guy can certainly draw that in spades, but I mean, still, that's, I think that for a sketch, now a page, I could see that of something he did, but I mean, right, that's when you start getting a little full of yourself.
You know, here's the thing, as far as Adam Hughes goes, up until this year or late last year, he was charging $200 for a con sketch. And yeah, you had to go through the, you know, I camped out and then I ran to the table and knocked over an old lady and kicked some kid. But at $200, that's still a steal. It was a steal because, mm-hmm, you know, eBay flippers were making a grand easy on those.
God, I hate those fuckers.
And that's exactly, that's where I think, that's part of what I think is contributing to fucking ridiculous prices at shows, is that, you know, people are stuffing lines, people are, you know, flipping the day of, and you know, the artist is getting ripped off. I mean, you know, a guy like Adam Hughes, yeah, they probably pay to fly him out. Yeah, they probably comp his hotel and comp his table or whatever. But, you know, if he's charging $200 for a sketch and some fuckhead is going out and flipping it for $1,200, he's still getting ripped off, you know? Like, Hughes is still getting ripped off for that, because that's $1,200 that some...
No, you know, I mean, I'm certainly a free market guy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, charge whatever the economy...
Well, yeah, but I mean, what I'm getting at is $200 for me was affordable. Affordable is a loose term. It means that I would have been willing to pay that. $400
no, is no. No, $200 means your wife doesn't know how much you spent on it.
No, see, here's the thing. The fact that I only hit one show a year, which is Heroes Con, I kind of get a little bit of leeway that way. You know what I'm saying? And if I was hopping on a plane and flying to New York and San Diego and all that, yeah, I could see her clamping down.
So so basically, yeah, you guys are talking about like going to small conventions and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm, you know, I don't own a single, original page. Everything I own is in sketches. Mm-hmm. I've only paid for a few pieces of original art. And most of what I've gotten has been free. The one place I did really pay for original art, but I still feel I got an awesome deal, and I think you can get an easy deal, is like at Heroes Con, they have the annual art auction. And that that is where I got some awesome pieces. Like I got, and a lot of the people that I bought stuff from, a lot of people aren't going to know, but like Lamar Abrams, who does the book Remake, which is out on Ad House. Mm-hmm. I bought an Astro Boy. It's like Astro Boy. And I think he's reading a Spider-Man comic and he's crying. And I paid $75 for that, and it's fucking awesome. You know, I bought this I bought this black cat, like a huge ass black cat with like Spider-Man, mm-hmm, in the middle of a web, and I paid, mm-hmm, $75 for that too. You know, and it's like, I don't give a shit who the name on it is really, or the artist. It's a good piece and I've got a good price for it. So I bought it, you know,
I'll tell you what, one of the best deals out there that I've got, Adam, are you reading Jack of Fables?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony, I think his name's Tony Akins, who does the artwork. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you go to his website. I mean, you know, he's got pages for $50 that are just incredible. I mean, just even the most expensive one on there is like $150 for a 2-page splash, whatever. And it is the most, it's some of the best art for the least price that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah. I think one of the advantages of going to cons like that is that a lot of the times, you know, you've got fledgling artists that set up an artist alley, guys that maybe aren't as well known yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can, you know, if you like their style and you get their stuff, who knows what happens? Because, like, you know, case in point, I went to it had to be like 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago is now. Jeez. And, you know, it was just a 1-day show in Atlanta, and I just happened to be hanging out with my friend in Greenville, and he was like, let's go to this show. I went to the show. It had a few big names there. It was when Paul Jenkins and Humberto Ramos were doing Spectacular Spider-Man, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Whenever they had taken over that, and he had gotten a new Spider-Man book. Anyway, I went there, and I went to this guy's table, flipped through his art. It looked really cool, you know, and I commissioned him. I paid $35 for the sketch. And the person was fucking Mark Brooks, who is now a big Marvel artist who charges, you know, $250 for a sketch at shows. And, you know, I caught him when he wasn't that guy, you know, and got what nice. Now is a deal. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, holy shit. Jack of Fables pages are like $50.
I told you it's that shit is great for the price.
That
I'm
is
telling you,
freaking amazing. And there's some good shit in here, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one that, see, again, this goes back to my thing of if they put the words, dude. I'd buy more pages because I still kick myself. It was $30, and they had one of those Babe the Blue Ox pages with the six panels.
Without the words?
Without the words. And I went, this is shit. Then I just went, wait a minute. You know what? I could do like an overlay and just type them in, for God's sakes.
Yeah. I've known people that, I think it was Rob Allman was talking about he had an original page and he really wanted the words on it and he was trying to figure out what to do. And I think what he ended up doing was, oh man, I can't remember for sure because he wasn't sure if he wanted to letter it on it or the original work, but I think he ended up putting like a layer over it and then lettering on the layer or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they sell that artist, I forget what the fuck it's called, but it's just transparent cellophane almost.
Yeah,
I mean, I was kicking myself after that. I was like, shit, you know what? I could do that. And I went back to look at the page, gone. That would have been perfect. Because that's the exact kind of page I would like. But for, I think it was $40, I got a good page of Bigby Wolf cleaning house in the Old West in a big barroom brawl. Awesome page. Which, by the way, you can see on comicartfans.com. Look for Joel Mangrum. You can see my entire collection.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, I know you've put some of your stuff up on our forum as well, but is that going to be a better place to go? You don't have everything on the forum, I guess.
No, I don't have everything in the forum. And, you know, I really like the, for as much advertising, and the thing really is kind of poorly put together. It's a little hard to navigate sometimes. No, it's not. It's pretty down and dirty. But as far as getting your pages on there, you know, it's not a bad place to get your pages out there. And I've actually done quite a bit of horse trading off that website. Hey, man, I'll trade you this for this. Sold. You know? So. And yeah, it's a great place to do it. If take pictures, put it up there. You never know what someone's looking for. Actually, I was going to tell you, the Andy McDonald piece that I got, I had somebody was collect some... was it Machine Man? They love Machine Man, and that was one of the original piece I had gotten in 2005 from Andy McDonald. And somebody wanted it, and I needed the money at the time, so I said, "Yeah, sure, I'll sell it." And I was like, "I paid $30, $75, okay." So I took it, bought the medicine that I needed for my wife, took the rest, and commissioned, you know, the better page from Andy McDonald next. So I mean, there's win, as far as I'm concerned. But it's, you know, there's something for everybody out there. I mean, my big thing is, like I said, Hobgoblin. I love the character. I love the design of the character. So that's kind of what I do. The only problem is he's been out of circulation so long, most people don't know what he looks like anymore.
Right.
And you said that's on comicartfans.com.
Yeah. And like I said, you can see mine. Terrence, do you have your stuff on there yet?
Yeah, I do have I have my collection up on comicartfans.com as well.
Is it under T-minus or Terrence?
Yeah, I think it's under T-minus, but... You can look up my name on there too. It's easy to find. Hell, if you look up almost any Animal Man or Mr. Terrific like sketches there, you'll come to my page super easy.
Now, I did a search for you, Joel. I don't know if I spelled your last name wrong or not.
MANGRUM. What you can do is you can go browse and then go to the upper left-hand corner says browse, go to the M and for the last name and then it's all alphabetized.
Yeah, I know that Richard, who owns Richard's Comics, he's got like 200 or some pages up on here.
Or you can do a search for Citizen V. If you do Citizen V, I've got from the Marvel Battle Book series. Yeah. I've got like 11 or 12 of the pinups from that I bought.
Okay.
As for like $25 a piece. It was insanely good. By Ron Adrian.
Hmm.
So, yeah, you can find it through that, too.
Oh, there you are. Joel. Found you.
Mm-hmm. Ta-da!
So, yeah, that's awesome. I'm really hoping that that the aforementioned Chrissy Zulo does a piece for the HeroesCon art auction this year, because I really want to get that. But, yeah.
Do you know she takes commissions, Adam?
She will do commissions, yeah. I don't know how busy she is right now. Now, I don't like I know she'll do commissions. I don't know like any pricing or anything like that, but I know that she will do it. I don't know how busy she is, but she'll take commissions. And I definitely want to get something from her. But yeah, like Terrence said, like that art auction, it's so easy just for anybody can submit something.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, we submitted something. The Dollar Bin did.
That was a sweet piece you submitted.
Dude, I wanted it so bad. I wanted that piece.
What did that go for?
$350, $300, something like that.
Still a fucking bargain.
Oh, dude, it's got like 20 fucking people on it. And like, oh, dude, it's so sick.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted that piece so bad. But it's in a local shop. I mean, it's kind of local. The shop's like 45 minutes from my house. So I can drive down there and look at it sometimes. He's got it hanging up right next to the entrance. So
that shit's gonna get stolen, you watch.
Well, it's about like 9 feet in the air.
Oh, okay.
Back behind the registers. But yeah, I took pictures of it. I need to post them on the site. I keep forgetting to do that though. But I went up there and took pictures of it hanging.
But, I was in Lexington, Kentucky about 10 years ago visiting my aunt, and my aunt indulged me, and we were driving around to comic shops, and we went to one, and the whole front of his place was blown in basically. Huh. And I went in and I was talking to him, and they blew in the front of his building and stole all of his original art off the walls.
God.
Just, and he had the guy was telling me about, he was crying, he had like Spider-Man 100 or something. I forget what it was, but stuff that would have brought tears to your eyes. Literally, they blew in the front of his building, stole that, and a lot of his they stole his Amazing Fantasy 15 off the wall. And just, I mean, it was just sad watching the guy. It happened like 3 days earlier.
Good lord.
So I'm not, that's what I was saying, that shit's gonna get stolen, you watch.
I think I have this figured out, right? I'm not positive. Richard, I found Richard's. And he's got a few hundred for sure on here. Now, I don't know if I'm reading this right. I think I am. But it looks like it says he has, like, the art by type.
Yeah.
It has convention sketches, 4. Right. Interior pages, mm-hmm. 144. Right. I don't know what a prelim is.
Preliminary stuff. I've got some prelims from Hulk 2099 that the guy did. And that's just, you know, a preliminary sketch, just real quick. I think it should look like this, or, you know, it's just what he does.
It's basically when an artist is trying to get his idea down before he goes in on a real piece.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Before he fully commits.
Honestly, yeah. I think a prelim is probably the real definition of a sketch.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the one thing on there, Joel, the one thing on the site that I can't really, you know, it's tough to lay a definition on. Mm-hmm. Is the difference between a convention sketch and a commission?
Yeah, you know, I always just define it as did I contact the guy through his website, or did I buy it off eBay or something like that versus actually see the guy.
Okay.
To me that's how I break it up. So you'll see you'll see mine as convention sketches and commissions as well. That's how I break them up.
Okay.
Richard has 25 covers, 3 other. 33 splash pages, and you ready for this one? 1004 strip art.
What?
Wow.
Holy, dude, what the f-
okay. So, he actually, Richard has almost every page to the Spider-Man wedding issue.
Are you serious?
Yep. He has almost every page. But, you know, it sucks for him, though, because it's getting to the point now where the pages that he needs, those, there's no way he'll ever get them. He'll never get them.
You know what? I think I talked about that last time we had an art collector show.
Yeah.
Well, about, I mean, I've kind of got...
fucking butt raped for...
I'm kind of the same way. My big thing is I'm trying to collect all the pages from New Mutants Annual Number 4.
Yeah.
And you know, out of the 40 pages, I've got 26 of them.
Huh.
Ooh.
You know, and I was at the Chicago Con about 13 years ago, and they were selling them for $5 a page. I was like, ooh, 3 consecutive pages, I'll buy this. And then it just kind of started from there. And then the last one I got was last year, and the guy charged me like $130 for it. Really? I felt so dirty afterwards. He didn't kiss me or hold me or be gentle or nothing.
Yep. And when you get 39 of 40, and that dude knows that all you need is that last page to finish off, that page is going to cost you your child.
You know, what scares me is I might have a second thought about that.
Sure, I'll give you this in trade for that handsome little boy.
Just have another kid and trade him off.
Can't you make another look just like him?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Richard has a bunch of the old Incredible Hulk dailies from the 80s, too. So he's got a lot of good. He's got a lot of stuff. But anyway, that is basically the best show ever. Now that was you know, I get Joel and Terrence together, and I just had to have that show basically.
just wait till the next time he gets us together. That show is going to be insanely. Ridiculous. Oh, it's going to be so fucking. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm super stoked about this shit. It's going to be an 11-parter.
You know, I seriously, on that show, I'm trying to figure out how we're going to be able to keep that thing under 3 hours, and I just don't know.
I'd like to thank you guys for going ahead and jumping on and testing out this new crazy technology we've got here. And
no problem, man.
We got some big stuff in the future.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, ladies, mate.
Later.
Bye.
Quince. Quince.